$1.3 million for a down-ballot nonpartisan primary race. It's roughly 10 times the amount usually spent on a state Supreme Court primary.
North Carolina is in the process of joining a club of states that are getting used to high-money judicial elections year after year.
Brent Brandenburg is the executive director of the watchdog group Justice at Stake.
It's becoming routine now to have a system where the judges feel pressured to either directly raise or somehow attract money, big money, from organizations who then appear before them in court.
With more money in these races, there's more of a chance for a judge to have a conflict of interest, real or perceived. Now, there is a process that could address this quite easily, recusal, where a judge sits out a case. It's something Billy Corrier and his colleagues have been looking into.
We were really interested in assessing each state's rules on how and when judges have to recuse themselves due to conflicts of interest.
Corrier works for the Center for American Progress, a left-leaning group. He and his team used ethical standards suggested by the American Bar Association. Then they graded all 50 states from A to F.
North Carolina, unfortunately, got an F in our test,
getting just 35 out of a possible 100 points. One major reason? The state has no set standard for a judge to recuse him or herself due to campaign contributions. In California, a justice shall disqualify himself or herself if a party before the court gave them a campaign contribution of $5,000 or more. California scored 75, the highest grade in Corrier's test. In Georgia, judges are supposed to disqualify themselves in any proceeding in which their impartiality might reasonably be questioned by a fair-minded and impartial person based upon objective fact or reasonable inference. In North Carolina, it is solely up to the individual judge. They have full discretion. Corrier points to one instance in North Carolina involving donations from a national group called the Republican State Leadership Committee, or RSLC.
In North Carolina, the RSLC helped the state draw the redistricting map after the 2010 census. They've developed a software that allows for very kind of fine-tuned redistricting.
That map was challenged in court for violating the rights of minority voters.
And while this lawsuit was pending, the RSLC spent over $1 million to elect Justice Newby to the North Carolina Supreme Court. And since the 2012 election, the case has been before the state Supreme Court, and Justice Newby has refused to recuse himself. So even though this group, which drew the redistricting map, also spent over $1 million to get him elected, Justice Newby doesn't think that that creates a conflict of interest.
Much of the RSLC's donations went to outside issue groups that ran ads supporting Newby or attacking his opponent. The state code of judicial conduct does not include campaign donations as a reason for recusal. Justice Newby did not respond to an interview request, but Justice Robin Hudson, who was the top vote getter in this year's primary, did.
I do worry about the perception in general that with judges, contributions made by people who are appearing before the court can give the wrong impression. I think, in fact, there is no effect on anybody's actions as a judge that I've ever heard of in North Carolina.
But, she adds,
if the state bar or the legislature or whoever saw fit to impose a more rigorous recusal structure on the judges, I wouldn't have any problem with that either.
The $1.3 million for this year's judicial primary was for just one race. There will be four races on the ticket this fall, which means we're likely to see more spending records shattered and more questions about the impartiality of the state's highest court. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.